You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:25pm with Gary Capewell, Andy Holding and Ross Briley in the studio. A very good Friday to look forward to as well, with day one of the Dubai Future Champions Festival at Newmarket. We've also got a good card at York. There's jumping from Newton Abbott and two all-weather meetings in the evening. Wolverhampton and Dundalk providing the action there. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by none other than Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I am just so giddy, so excited. This Future Champions weekend at Newmarket coming up. Forecast is good. There's so much good news in the paper today. Well, lots of good news barring poor Kieran's mystery illness.
Yeah.
Slight concern over Kieran. Hope he's feeling a bit better. Yeah. Unable to make a trip to Ireland and Catterick for one ride each. But, yeah, let's hope he's on the mend.
Yeah, I was just looking through the decks for York on Saturday because I'm going there, and he's down to ride at York on Saturday.
All right, OK, well, that's promising. He's obviously been to the doctors and hopefully on the mend.
Hopefully so. Yeah, let's talk about a bit of news before we get stuck into some of the stuff at Newmarket. We'll start with the New Jumps series for middle-tier horses. It looks a good initiative. Better prize money for the horses that aren't quite at the top level. It looks as if it's going to benefit some of the trainers in the north as well. Pimmy, what do you make of it?
Oh, I think it's fantastic news. Really good news. It gives the, like you say, the guy who's just not quite reaching the upper echelons of Cheltenham and Aintree, but has got some good prize money offer in the qualifying races. The finals day, which is being held at Haydock, superb jumping track. Again, plenty of good prize money on the finals day. And again, I think it's really good for the north. I do wonder a little bit about our northern trainers, though, because, you know, they complain about the lack of opportunities and everything else like that. But Twiston Davis, David Pipe, tell me some more southern trainers. Philip Hobbs, they make the journey from their southern bay stables all the way to Perth.
Hmm.
But when do you see a northern horse, you know, further south than maybe Kempton? Or you don't get many northern runners at Worcester, even.
No.
And then when we do take a northern runner to Worcester, it wins the seller and they get run up to 14 and a half grand. So it's actually been a costly exercise to win a race down at Worcester. But, you know what I'm saying? I think we can complain, but, you know, the southern trainers are far more prepared to travel than the northern ones.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they think there's maybe a big line down there that we can't cross, or whether do we have to take a passport and some form of ID, a driving licence or something to get down there. I just don't know how it works, really. You know, they can't win if they're in the stable, can they?
No.
Hopefully this innovation will help the northern horses, and hopefully we'll get some real competitive stuff, that is for sure.
Yeah.
But again, I'll set you a task. How about this then, right?
All right.
What we'll do is we'll monitor each race in the series, okay? And then we'll decide, we'll take a northern meeting that's got the qualifiers in, and we'll take a southern meeting that's got the qualifiers in, and we'll see who goes where.
All right.
Okay, that's your task. And then halfway through the season, we'll come to this on a dreary, wet winter's afternoon. When we're in here early doors, we'll do a little bit of homework, and then we'll nail it.
All right, I like it. I hope it does work, though, as well. I mean, the prize money is fantastic, and maybe in a few years' time we'll be saying, the Cheltenham Festival winner started by winning the intermediate race at Haydock or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
If you get one on an upward curve, that's not without the realms of possibility, that's for sure.
Hmm. Anyway, let's leave it there. It looks a good idea. We'll see how it pans out. Other news to talk about, Pimmy. We're going to look ahead to some of the stuff at Newmarket. By the way, what a fantastic couple of days this is at Newmarket. There's a Group 1 on both days. There's a Heritage Handicap on both days, and plenty of other group races as well along the way.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, it's billed as the Future Champions weekend, so that's exactly what it is. And certainly there have been some very, very classy horses come out of this meeting in the past.
Mm. One of the big races on the Saturday is the Dewhurst, in terms of what we're going to see next year. It's billed as a bit of a match between Emotionless and Air Force Blue. Do you see that way yourself at the moment?
I think so, yeah. On what we've seen so far, both are very, very capable, aren't they? And again, which way I'm going to sway, I'm not just sure yet. I'm very much in both horses' camps, so to speak. So, again, it'll be interesting, that is for sure. Obviously, Emotional has got to really up his grade, but again, there's every possibility that he can do that, that's for sure. And obviously, Air Force Blue, well, we've seen him earlier on in the season, and, you know, he's a very high-class individual as well. So, yeah, lots to look forward to in those two. If you pin me down, I think I'd still side with Air Force Blue.
Would you? Yeah. The money's coming for Emotionless in the betting now, 10 to 11 at the top of the market. A bit of odds on for Emotionless. Air Force Blue, 6 to 4, 12 to 1 for Massart. Tashweek is 12s as well, and 16s are bigger for the others. I was mightily impressed with Emotionless when I saw him win at Doncaster. It was a great performance.
It was a very, very classy performance, no two ways about it. Yeah.
The big betting race on Saturday, Pimmy, I'm sure you've got this already worked out. The Cesaro Witch.
Oh, blimey,
mate. 7 to 1 Loki, Heartbreak City 9s, Quick Jack 9 to 1 as well. 10 to 1 for William of Orange, Renetti is 12s, Bayern is 14s, 16s for Moscato and Nearly Caught, and 20s are bigger for the others. It's a little bit of a pin sticker's job, isn't it, the Cesaro Witch? But you got any thoughts so far?
Well, again, as you say, the market tells its own story. 7 to 1 the field. So the great thing is you can back each way, going to get paid out on the first four home. And it's very much my...
In fact, Pimmy, if you have a bet at William Hill, you get paid out on the first five home.
First five home. Well, that's even better, isn't it? So you're getting a little bit of value for money there. And I'd certainly look for that because it's renowned for turning up big prize winners, the Cesaro, which that is for sure. 2 mile to the trip. And I think, really, I would bring me my system. Get the pin out.
Yeah. I thought you was going to get your pin out now and do it now. And
no, you can't do. I can't do that until I've got the final decks in front of me, to be honest.
Right.
Or even maybe, and you maybe not remember this, but if we could get the late lamented Nibbles back out again. Do you remember him?
No.
The winning finding hamster I used to have.
Did you have a win?
Oh, yeah. He had a fan club, did Nibbles. We used to wear badges in Studio 27 with him on. Yeah. And he was fantastic at finding winners. And that sort of race was his best.
Right.
The bigger the field, the better he seemed to be at it.
Bring back Nibbles.
Bring back Nibbles. We might do a campaign from that,
yeah,
won't we?
We'll start a Twitter campaign.
Yeah, bring back Nibbles. Yeah. See how he gets on. Happy days. Resurrect him.
Yeah. Anything else?
Anything else in the news? Not really, other than some rare colours for sale. At Sotheby's, October the 26th, you'll more than likely be there. It's a plain set of colours, plain silver with a tassel on the cap. Wow. They will be stunning colours, those, won't they? Who gets them, I wonder? Qatar Racing, Godolphin, Shropshire Wolves. Yeah. I mean, who knows? But they'll make 60, 70 grand, won't they?
They'll make a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant to have those, aren't they? Cherished, you see, they are. Cherished. Cherished colours. Like you have a number plate.
Yeah.
Cherished colours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't think I'll be getting them. Because not because I couldn't afford them. No, but mother's not very good at washing.
Oh, right.
Plain silver could end up anything.
Oh, dear. Imagine that.
Exactly. 60 grand's worth of colours. And she shrinks them.
Oh, no.
And then the colours run. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. No.
Well, we're on the subject of sales and money as well. Have you seen what's going on in these plug stocks sales? Some real money banded about there, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And again, that's another little job we could do in 2 years' time when... we're looking through and say, oh, now let's just have a look what lot 227 made. And see the Stars colt, only 100 grand. Oh. I wonder what he's done since. Never been seen on the race course. Yeah, I mean, 2.1 million for a filly by Dabawi out of Love Is All You Need. Wasn't that the Beatles? I think so.
Yep.
And then a Galileo colt made at 1.2 million. So... there's no shortage of money about because there was actually £1-3 million yearlings and a £2 million yearling yesterday. And I don't think they'll stop there because it's, again, book one again today at Newmarket. There still could be plenty more exciting lots through there today.
Hmm. Have you spoken to Ken about his day at the sales?
No. When did Ken go to the sales?
He went on Tuesday.
Oh, not to Ascot.
No, he went to the
proper ones.
Book one sales, yeah.
Right, because I went to Ascot on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We bought a filly by Oscar. Yeah, with quite a nice pedigree, ready to go on point to point in. Wasn't quite in the bracket of this lot.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see what Ken thought, because I tell you what, to try and judge a yearling is a very, very difficult task.
Well, you see so many times they buy them as a yearling, not for this kind of money, and then as the value then goes up as a juvenile.
Oh, it can do, yeah. But also it can go down, well, yeah. But I think you've got to have a real talented eye to be able to look at the individual and say, yeah, that's going to make into a really nice horse. Mm. I think that is a talent. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, it's on pedigree more than actually on the individual.
Mm.
But yeah. Ken might be on today, mate, so we'll have a chat with him.
Yeah, ask him the story, because he was stood with some rather illustrious company, from what I've heard.
Was he really?
Yes.
As only you'd expect from KP.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, let's leave that there. Let's get stuck into Friday's action. A good card to look forward to at Newmarket. Pimmy's got four races for us, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, let's get stuck into the action at Newmarket. The first race that we look at is the 205. This one is the Oso Sharp Stakes. Fillies Group 3 over 7 furlongs. It's for the two-year-olds. We've got a field of 12 here, Pimmy. Some pretty good winners of this race in the past as well. So who follows in some illustrious hoof prints here?
Yes, indeed. It's a race renowned for turning up very high-class fillies. And last year's winner, Local Time, was no exception, that is for sure. So where are we going to go tomorrow? Very, very interesting race, and I think, you know, the horses that we've seen on one occasion that have all gone and won, Al Jadula, I think that's how you pronounce it, first victory again from last year's connections, you've got Queen's Trust, and you've also got Roban, who both won on debut. I think it's very difficult to choose between them, and it hurts me to say, but really and truly you need to be tuning in to William Hill Racing Radio tomorrow about 2 o'clock, when Ken Pedersen comes on and gives you his thoughts, because I think his views on these four unbeaten fillies will be very important on the day, because he'll have seen them when they ran last time out. Three of them won, or two of them won on the same day at Newmarket. So he'll know them from their debuts, and he'll be able to give us an inside track on just exactly if they've progressed, have they regressed, have they still got the summer coat, or are they turning a little bit woolly. So again, Ken's your man for that opening race. Without seeing him in the flesh, I'm going to take a chance with Queen's Trust.
Queen's Trust, then. The selection for Pimmy there, he does make a very good point, Ken, with the two-year-olds from one race to another. Very informative, so do tune in to...
Don't tell him we said that, though.
No.
Don't tell him we said that.
Nobody's allowed to know.
Exactly.
Let's move on to the next race that we look at, the 240 at Newmarket. This is the Challenge Stakes, which is a Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 10 here. We do have betting out already as well. Here comes Wen, is the 5-1 market leader. 11-2 for Breton Rock and Marquez. 7-1 for Ascription. Bilardo and So Beloved also at 7s. 8-1 for Coolsty and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. It's going to be quite an open betting heat, this one, Pimmy, despite only having 10 runners. What do you make of it?
Well, again, very, very competitive rate. Group 2 status. Here comes Wen, is a worthy favourite. Ran well enough in defeating Group 3 company last time out. Has been knocking on the door, and the door hasn't quite opened of late for him. And I think that just might be the case again tomorrow afternoon, to be fair. I think he'll run with the credit, but whether he's going to be good enough to land the spoils remains to be seen. I'm going to take a chance with the bottom one here, Marquez. Big price when he ran in a Group 2 last time out at Doncaster. He outrun his odds, to be fair, on that occasion when chasing home the very, very useful Limato. And I just feel tomorrow could well be his day. So Marquez for the boys. No, not the boys in blue, but Sheikh Hamdan's colours. And Barry Hills and Paul Hannigan teaming up once again.
Mark has the selection for Pimmy then. In the 240, moving on to the 310 next at Newmarket. This is the Group 1 Fillies Mile. It's obviously over a mile. It's for two-year-olds. Market headed, as we record this, by Minding, who's 7-4. 11-4 for Nathra. Promising Run 9-2. 6-1 for Coolmore. Beautiful Morning 16s and 20s or bigger for the others. A good renewal of this race, Pimmy. Some very nice fillies in there. So which one do you side with?
Absolutely fabulous race, this. Very, very worthy of its Group 1 status, that is for sure. And Together Forever won it last year for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. And they've got one or two representatives here in the shape of Coolmore, who's fairly unexposed, that is for sure. and it was a Group 3 filly stake that she won last time out, beating Anna Barr by half a length. Not quite sure just how strong that form is, but she's a filly that can only progress, that is for sure. So she's certainly going to be into the equation. Obviously, minding your favourite, she's going to be in the equation because she beat Ballydoyle last time out at the Curragh. And then, good heavens to Murgatroyd, Coolmore, oh, Ballydoyle wins at Longchamp at the weekend. That's right. I was getting a bit mixed up with me Ballydoyles and me Coolmores there. Yeah. So, I mean, that form has been franked by minding, that is for sure. And again, she looks like she's going to start favourite. And the other one I think is interesting, hasn't shown anything like the level of form of the O'Brien 2, and that's Nathra. But can we leave John Gosden and Fallon and Dittoria out the equation at the moment? I don't think so. I mean, this must have been well documented on William Hill Racing Radio since Sunday, but that was the Meister at work. Stunning ride on Golden Horn,
yep.
But stunning pre-race tactics. They put their heads together. They thought, how can we overcome this? They've walked the crack. They've studied the track, and they got it absolutely bang right. And I thought it was an audacity, because in the end, Golden Horn used Trev Pacemaker.
Yeah.
Tapped him behind him, says, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stunning race. Brilliant. But anyway, we've digressed. Dubai Fillies Mile tomorrow, wonderful race, plenty of players. I'm going to side with Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, minding.
Yeah, interesting comments from John Gosden and Frankie Dettori surrounding Nathra, as Pimmy's alluded to there. But minding is the selection for Pimmers. And if minding does beat Coolmore, has already beaten Ballydoyle, then it's a nice couple of names to have beaten there, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, I wonder how she got called minding. Because the others are obviously thought of in high regard to call them Ballydoyle and Coolmore.
Maybe she was minding her own business and they came up with...
Sure, all of a sudden she's come good, yes. Yeah. And again, don't forget that other one in that equation there, to be honest, in that mile, is the Godolphin filly, Promising Run. She's nothing but progressive as well. Great race, that.
Yeah.
Great race.
All right, let's move on to the final race. We look at a nice, easy race to finish with as well. It's a Heritage Handicap, the Old Rowley Cup, a mile and a half, Class 2 handicap. For three-year-olds, there's 16 of them in the lineup here. Pimmy, the market headed by Wunderlish, who's 5-1. 6-1 for Doretto. Argus and Dawn Missile are both 8-1, as is Keeping Line. Mustard, another one at 8s. 10-1 for Al. Not Never is another at 10s, and 14s or bigger for the others.
Well, first of all, let's just hope they all stand the ground so we can get paid out on the first four home. Each way value looks to be the order of the day. Fabulous race. I can see where they're coming from with Wunderlish. William Haggis is horsing in tremendous form this season. And again, Wunderlish does seem to be having a progressive profile. Was joined on the post. Was it was a dead heat, wasn't it, at Ascot?
Yeah, Wunderlish and Duretto.
Yeah, dead heated, that's right. So, again, but he was in front and just Duretto just came and joined him right on the line. So that's it's certainly a good level of form to be looking towards. Again, his other runner, Dawn Missile, has done absolutely nothing wrong. Finished second last time, admittedly. Only slight concern I've got regarding that one, it was a mile and six at Haydock last time out. Drops back to a mile and a half. Just might be a slight issue. And the other one I think could be interesting here is Argus, trained by Rafe Beckett. Andrea Azzini taking the mount there. Again, that for me has a very progressive profile, this three-year-old. We haven't seen it for 103 days, but that might not be a bad thing. That might be a blessing in disguise, just giving it a little bit of an opportunity to mature and strengthen up. So, wide open race, as you can imagine, for a 16-runner Heritage Handicap. But I'm going to go each way, Argus.
Argus each way then for Pimmy in the 3:45 at Newmarket, the Old Rowley Cup. As usual, Pimmy, let's just have a quick summary before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, we will indeed. We're starting with that Osa Sharp Fillies Group 3 status race. We're going to go for Queen's Trust in the Group 2 Dubai Challenge. We're taking a chance with the bottom horse, Marquez, in the very, very classy Dubai Fillies Mile Group 1 status for that. 10 fillies go to post. I'm hoping that minding can reign supreme for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. And in the very, very tricky Old Rowley Cup, very trappy, very competitive Heritage Handicap, each way, Argus.
Superb. Good work, Pimmy. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Look forward to it.
So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:25 PM. Gary Capewell, Andy Holding and Ross Briley will be the team in the studio. We've got this very good card from Newmarket. We've also got a good card at York, jumping from Newton Abbott, and two other meetings in the evening from Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.